Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and today I'm in lovely Tucson, and it's nice and hot. Hot, but beautiful. I love the Southwest. So I'm reconnecting with friends, relatives, and having some much-needed relaxing time away from my usual busyness, which we all need to do sometimes. So I'm taking care of myself, rejuvenating, replenishing my body with sunshine, and just plain not doing. So today my guest is Donna Hennis, and her topic is The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. And Donna is the author of The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty and Midwife, a best-selling book that addresses how women of the baby boom generation are reforming ideas about aging and power. It's personal, anecdotal, funny, and wise. And Queen Donna has become known as the midwife, helping women transition into their mature power and fulfill their best potential at this stage of their lives. She writes about an empowered midlife for the Huffington Post, BelieveNet, and UPI Religion and Spirituality Forum. And she also publishes a monthly e-zine, The Queen's Chronicles, which offers continuing inspiration for women who want to live an engaged and empowered maturity, or as Queen Donna puts it, live with meaning, moxie, and majesty in midlife and beyond. And she's also an internationally known urban shaman and contemporary ceremonialist. Her joyful celebrations of celestial events have introduced ancient traditional rituals and contemporary ceremonies to millions of people in more than 100 cities since 1972. The New Yorker magazine calls her New York City's unofficial commissioner of public spirit. And her website is www.thequeenofmyself.com. So welcome, Donna, to Voices of Women.
Good to be here. I wish I was in Tucson, too.
And you're in New York City right now?
I am. I'm in exotic Brooklyn.
Exotic Brooklyn. So, well, your work, there's millions of women who are entering that midlife and they hold positions of unheard responsibility and stature. You define the midlife queen as a woman in her prime who has achieved wisdom, mastery, and self-esteem. But I want to hear your story, how you got so wise, how you started this work of being a midwife to us middle-aged. I hate that term, middle-aged woman. Doesn't it sound, I grew up thinking middle-aged woman just sounded old, and now here I am, but the new 60s is the new 40s, so. But tell us about yourself and your story.
Wow. Well, I've got a lot of years of stories. My profession is a shaman, and my specialty is ritual, multicultural ritual of the seasons, the cycles of the year, and also the seasons of human life. And when I was nearing my 50th birthday, I just knew I had to have a major ritual celebration, and I assumed it would be a crowning ceremony because women of a spiritual bent who look toward the image of a feminine divine often talk about a triple goddess, a goddess figure that represents the so-called three stages of a woman's life, the maiden, the young girl, the mother, the fertile woman, and the crone, the old wise woman. And I, in these last years, I've been invited to both to help design and officiate croning ceremonies. I've been invited as a guest to many croning ceremonies, and I assumed I would have one too, until it was my turn. And I really balked. I thought, you know what? I'm not a crone. I am not a crone. I'm not as old or as wise as I hope to be someday. And my reticence to call myself a crone had nothing to do with ageism. I want to be old. I want to be really, 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 really old, given the alternative. And what Woody Allen always says, I don't want to be immortal through my work. I want to be immortal through not dying. And I couldn't agree more. So it's not that I didn't want to be old someday. I just don't think that I'm there yet. And the millions upon millions of women who are in their 50s and even in their 60s, even in their 70s, are not old these days because people are living more and more often to be 100 years old. And having very dynamic, active women in their 90s is really common now. So I just thought it was really kind of disrespectful to think that I was as wise as somebody who was 85 years old, for example. So I felt that the triple goddess really did not represent women, and I felt that there needed to be a recognized stage in life between the mother and the crone for the millions of us who are no longer mother material or active 24/7 kind of mothers and who are not yet old. And I thought of that stage of life as being the queen, because I know in my own personal life, my midlife transition was marked by a huge number of deaths and deaths that I actually midwifed, deaths that I actually helped friends and family transition through. And I felt that I now was really empowered because I had done things that I never thought I would be able to do, never thought I'd have to do them, and I certainly never thought I'd be able to deal with them. And I did. I dealt with them, and I survived. And so I felt, you know, I'm not a crone. I'm a queen. I'm empowered. I'm in charge of my own life. And that's where the concept of the queen of myself came from.
You know, I agree with the crone thing. It's a state. It's not even an age. It's a state of mind. And when I turned 50, you know, you hear that when people say, "Oh, you're a crone now," and I was like, "No." And I think I started to feel a little bit when I was 55 because my mother passed away when I was 55. Mm. I think I was that age. Yeah, about 55. And I had a sense then of stepping into that maturity. And yet still, now I'm 62, I don't feel like a crone. Although I feel like maybe there's a thing even in between queen and crone. I don't know. But, you know, there is a wisdom and there is a mentoring of other people. But I'm still, we're still learning. We're still growing. We're still developing ourselves at this age. And so that's great for you to kind of create a space for something else that we don't aren't just jumping from mother to crone, which makes it sound like we're going to die soon.
Exactly. And not only are we not old yet, but I think another additional definition of a queen would be a woman who is very active out in the world, who has influence, who has responsibility, who has authority. The crone, people come to the crone, you know, for advice and for wisdom and support and so on. But we kind of travel to her. And the queen is still very much out there and active and engaged. Not that old women can't be engaged, but they are not usually quite as active out in the world. And I do think of that as a difference, that we're not ready to what is the expression, sit on our laurels yet, because, as you say, you know, we haven't really even completed planted them all. So this is not the time to stop. This is, if anything, this is the time that we're more active than ever, because one of the gifts of maturity and aging is realizing that we're mortal. We lose that kind of childlike innocence that we're going to live forever. And we realize, even if it's another 35 or 40 years, which is quite possible, that at some point it's going to end. And that really lights a fire under us, I think, that we really think about what do we still want to do and how much time are we likely to have. And let's get on the stick and let's do it now, because if not now, when?
Exactly. You know, I was talking to a friend, my father passed away recently and hers passed away a year ago. And she said one of the realizations is looking at what's left in our life, what is left for us to do, because maybe we're in the last third of our life and it's kind of like, you know, we need to be cognizant of what is it we're supposed to do here, and not sit back, like you say, on our laurels and not, it, like, what's retirement? You know, you're supposed to, the thought of retiring at 65, actually now that's an age of being, you know, great productivity and still enjoying life and having that sense of ease with life and enjoyment, and, you know, not to be like we're always, you know, push and doing. But a balance of that we still, there's still purpose for us. And I'm, you know, I have a friend her mother is 93 and she's headed off to a cruise soon. And, you know, there's lots of people in their 90s that are still active. And then sometimes I was at my father's retirement home, where he lived before he moved to, assisted living. And, you know, he was walking with a cane to 100. And she said there are people here in their 80s who couldn't walk as well as him. And so it's almost, it's a mindset too of how you want to be in that older age. Of you know, so it's great that there is a place for our elders to be active, and we need to change this mindset of, you know, we have such a youth culture in the United States and the elder aren't honored. And I think given the baby boomers are coming into this elder age, we're going to be demanding that honoring, and don't put me in a nursing home. In fact, I was talking to the nursing home area where my dad had been, and they said it's totally changing. Where people who are in assisted living now, they used to be in skilled nursing, and those in independent living used to be in assisted living. It's all changing because the public is demanding to have a better living situation. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to take a quick break now, and we'll come back and talk more with Mama Donna Hennis. We'll be right back.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Donna Hennis today. She's the author, the queen of myself. And so tell us a little bit, you know, why did you write this book?
I wrote it because I needed to read it. There was no such thing. I wrote it because I wasn't feeling like a crone at 50. And I felt that there needed to be another archetype, as it were. The triple goddess is called an archetype, but archetype means universal. And there are 60-some million women in their middle years right now who don't fit that model. So I didn't think it was very archetypal any longer. And so I needed to forge a path that I could follow and create a role model that could inspire me, because I am a ceremonialist and I'm very involved in and well read in mythology and folklore, and there really aren't hardly any midlife women role models in myth or even in popular culture. Popular culture, up until very recently, I mean really recently, popular culture portrayed women in their middle years to be either menopausal maniacs or dried up old prune librarian old maids or some kind of a shrew. There really were not any positive role models of midlife. And I thought, well, gee, you know what? I want a role model. I need a role model. And being a proud member of the baby boom generation, we didn't take anything for granted. We challenged every archetype and social standard and even law that we felt was not representative or not inclusive or not just. And so I felt fine about challenging this supposedly old age archetype, which is not old age at all. It was actually invented by a man two or three years after I was born. So the idea of a triple goddess is actually younger than I am. And it's from Robert Graves's book, The White Goddess. So I felt that there needed to be some repair of myth and some acknowledgement of all the women. One third of the women, one out of three women in the United States is over the age of 50. We are the single biggest population in this culture. And we need to feel good about ourselves and not to be reminded every 5 minutes that we need Pampers or plastic surgery or age-defying makeup or whatever to make us feel good, that we needed to find ways of feeling really good about ourselves and good about aging, to see what I call affirmative aging, where this is a good thing, and to really embrace this period of our lives. So that was sort of my motivation of writing the book. And as I say, I really wrote it because I needed to read it.
Isn't that the case? We always tend to do that. Like I started Woman of Wisdom probably because I needed to learn about the divine feminine. You know, I didn't know anything about it. And learned many, many other things. And so, you know, we teach what we're to learn, really. So that's great. And what are because you talk some about this, but women seem, we have these fears about middle age. What are the women's greatest fears?
Well, I noticed in my workshops, I've been doing workshops for a long time, even before the book was out. Actually, I did one of the very first ones at Women of Wisdom years ago. And I find that the two most common fears that women have are the fear of losing their sex appeal and their attractiveness, and their fear of being invisible. And both of which are not true, but are true, of course, if you believe it. So in terms of losing their attractiveness, I have seen too many examples of women who are not any kind of a Hollywood version of beautiful, either in face or in body, but they are empowered and centered and confident and generally happy women, and they have a lot of admirers, sexual adventures, new beginnings, revivification of their old marriages and partnerships. So I've seen too many examples to know that that's not true. But of course, if you feel unlovely, you will project as ugly, you know, unfortunately, but that it comes from the inside. And the other fear of being invisible... I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just agreeing that it's from the inside. It's how you feel that it's put out there.
Exactly. And there's nothing more attractive than a woman who feels good about herself. And I'm not talking about a diva, you know, who's all that. I'm talking about a woman who's just comfortable in her own skin and likes mm-hmm. herself for who she is. And there is no stronger aphrodisiac in the world than that.
Yes. And, you know, you talked about also that fear of being visible or losing that sense of visibility.
Right.
And I saw that in my mom because I remember feeling, and she was in her 80s, that she was invisible. And even sitting there in front of me, and it probably was, I was seeing that she was feeling invisible, that where was her value in society? Because she was an educated woman, mm-hmm. you know, and yet... when she got into her late 50s or mid 50s even, she couldn't find work. She got to be a little hard of hearing. There was ageism, and then she just retired. She gave up and lived a retired life. And I know she had regrets about that.
Right. Right. Society will overlook anybody, really, if you let it. And so if, for example, you wear all beige all the time and you walk with your eyes downcast, you know what? You are invisible. If you can find that part of yourself that is that royal queen, and if you walk into the Starbucks and imagine a red carpet unfurling in front of you as you make your way to the counter to order your low-fat soy, you know, latte, then you're not invisible. If you are interesting looking, if you are interested, if you are looking around, if you engage, if you lock eyes with people, if you talk to people, if you make yourself known, and not known as a menace, but known, just noticed, then you're not invisible. And I think it's really, there's a wonderful book about just this that I always encourage women to read. It's by Doris Lessing, who is such a wonderful writer and finally won her Nobel Prize, I think 2 years ago. And of course, she's most famous for writing The Golden Notebook, which is a real feminist tome in the 60s. But this is called Summer Before the Dark. And it's about a woman who is, we don't know exactly, or if we do, I don't remember, but she's in her young midlife and has two teenage kids who that particular summer will both be away for the entire summer. I don't remember if they're going to school or camp or whatever. And her husband has a job in the United States. She's in the suburbs of London. So she finds herself alone for 3 or 4 months. And she's struggling with her own midlife transition. And she moves into the city and gets a little apartment for herself. And she and experiences this whole feeling of being invisible. And then she starts to experiment with it, that if she walks into the street with her hair uncombed and wearing kind of sweat clothes and shuffles along, she is totally invisible. People literally just bump into her. Or if she combs her hair and puts on lipstick and, you know, feels like she looks good and feels her best and she walks out with confidence, just the opposite happens. And so she really starts to play with that. And it's an incredible book about the transition into finding that queen of herself.
That's so great to... I recommend reading that book for people because what I see is she experimented. She realized what she was doing and she experimented with how she could become visible. And, that's a nice thing to think about. We can think about how can we become visible and what could we do? And it could be just very simple things. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Donna Hennis.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Donna Hennis. And the song is our Woman Wisdom theme by Lorraine Bays, and you can purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. It's a great CD with some amazing women singers who've been at the WOW Conference, Holly Neer, Rianne, and Libby Roderick, many others. So, Donna, can you give your contact information, your website, and how people can reach you? And I understand that you have a giveaway item. It's a free downloadable affirmation, I am divine and beautiful being, and I assume they can get that on your website.
Well, they actually have to send an email to me, and I will send the download link to them because it's not visible on the website. It's a gift, so I have to give it to you. So if you want that affirmation, which is, it's really beautiful and it's frameable, you send an email to thequeenofmyself@aol.com. And the website is thequeenofmyself.com. So you can reach me through that. It's the email and the website.
Great.
And I might say, actually, that on the website, there is the opportunity to sign up for a free subscription to the Queen's Chronicles. And if you do that, you will get a monthly easing in your inbox.
Yes, I get those, and they're very good. And in fact, I want to talk a little bit later about that. But we were talking about being visible and being invisible as women. And, you know, at times, maybe we want to choose to be invisible. What would be the advantage of being invisible?
Well, I think what's really interesting and what the advantage really is to figure out what makes us visible and what makes us invisible. And that way, we hold power, and we can be either one depending on how we feel or what we're doing. Sometimes it's just convenient to fly underneath the radar and not to be noticed for whatever personal reason. Sometimes you are suffering from grief or depression or upset, and you're walking for comfort and for meditative purposes, and you don't want to be interrupted and you don't want to be noticed, then you can make yourself invisible. It's like a magical power that like any other power that we have over ourselves. We always have a choice in life, and that's what's so interesting and exciting, because so much that affects us has nothing to do with us. It's not personal. We're so affected by the weather, by politics, by the economy, by other people's moods and everything else, that it seems like we have no control. But we always have control in terms of how we're going to deal with it. And so I would say that that's the same thing for choosing to be or not to be visible, and to what extent and for what purposes, and make it of our own choosing. That's the important part.
Right. So you mentioned about power. I would like to go there. And how you envision women using their power. And also, the, you said earlier you made a statement about women being afraid of their power. And I think that's true. I think that's one reason people kind of choose to be invisible, because there is that fear of, oh my God, what if I'm seen and I'm, you know, they tap into that power and it kind of scares them.
And my answer to that is, that's just too bad.
You know? get over it.
Exactly. That's not my problem, you know. Now you have something to go to therapy about. Power is a very interesting topic to me, and I'm working on my next book, which is going to be about women's relationship to power. And I think the timing is really important for that, given this just reprehensible war on women that has been waged in this country and around the world. We really need to step into our power and use it. A few years ago, I was teaching about the Queen at the Omega Institute, which is a New Age center, learning center on the East Coast. And I mentioned that we, as midlife women, are the biggest demographic in this country. One out of three women is over the age of 50. If only we realized how powerful we were, potentially, and if only we used it. And one woman raised her hand and said, if only we weren't afraid of it. And I realized she wasn't just talking for herself, that this was a truth. And so that really got me to think about that. What is power, and why are women afraid of power? And I've come to some conclusions. In the first place, women are afraid of power being exerted against us for a very good reason. It has been perpetrated on us, a masculine energy power, patriarchal thinking power, has been perpetrated against women for the last 5,000-6,000 years. And so we have life experience to give validity to a sense of fear that we might have about power. But I think, in a way, the most poignant fear of power comes from the fact that we're afraid we will not be lovable. I know I was raised, when I was first dating in high school, and my mother would always say, ask him a lot of questions. Don't do all the talking. Men don't like smart women. You know, basically, suck up to them. And she really believed it was a man's world. And she was a working woman. She was out in the world and had valid reasons for thinking that in terms of her own life experience. But I always rejected that notion. And women are afraid of that kind of power perpetrated against us in dangerous, violent ways. But on the other hand, women are attracted, biologically attracted, to powerful men. Ever since cave time, women have competed for the most powerful man in the community, and men have competed with other men for the right to reproduce, as it were, because it really is a biologic imperative that the stronger the sperm, the stronger the offspring, the better chance that the baby will survive, and the better chance that you're going to have a competent defender and provider to take care of the mother and the children when they are vulnerable, when she's pregnant, when she's nursing, when the babies are little. She needs protection. So I think that women kind of cast their lot with powerful men, and that backfired in many ways. And I think that there's a very, well, I know that there's a very interesting parallel, that men are afraid basically of failure. And they're afraid of failure because then they won't be the most powerful man, whether the most powerful hunter or warrior or corporate exec or celebrity or whatever, because they feel that women will not want them because women are attracted to power. And a woman psychologist at Harvard did a study of women and discovered that to the same degree that men are afraid of failure, women are afraid of success. And for the same reason, they're afraid they won't be loved. And what I find to be fascinating is that even more important, and I don't know of a study that speaks to this, but life experience has definitely taught me this, that even more important than the fear of not being lovable by men is the fear that women have of not being loved by other women. And I mean friendships and support systems. Women can be very competitive with each other. And that, I think, goes back to the whole idea of competing for the strongest sperm, competing for the strongest man. And then in the modern world, there's very little room at the top in any field for women. And they are, you know, that reality kind of encourages a whole competition that goes on. Not only are women are competing for certain kinds of men, they're competing for a place in the world. And I heard Oprah say something that I thought was about the saddest thing I've ever heard a woman say. She said that the hardest part about success was finding somebody to be glad for you. Because women's response to the success of other women, up until now, I believe that is changing. And I think that's a great thing, not just for women, but for the entire world. But up until now, women have been very judgmental. Women who make it, who did they sleep with? What did they do to get there? Who do they think they are? Women can be very hard on each other. And that's a horrible, sad truth. So I think a lot of this goes back to a definition of power. And our culture thinks of power. And when I say our culture, I mean the patriarchal culture, which is worldwide, with the exception of some isolated indigenous peoples who are still trying to live a balanced existence. Our idea of power in this culture is power over. If I'm high, that means you must be low, and then I've got to step on your head to get up here.
Yeah, and that's that whole, that's that culture that we're in, and I know we are about changing that. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and when we return, we will continue this fascinating conversation with Donna Hennis. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit egyptiscalling.com. That's egyptiscalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I hope you're enjoying this conversation with Donna Hannes, who is the author of The Queen of Myself. And as she said, you can go to her website, thequeenofmyself.com, and check out her, probably her books and her e-zine, and also email her at Donna, what's your email address again? You can get that free download.
That's right. It's thequeenofmyself@AOL.com.
Great. So we've been talking about power and women being in power and being afraid of their power and being competitive with each other. And, you know, it does go, maybe just all goes back to those cave days. But, you know, there is that need to, you know, I think we grew up feeling that competing for the man. And we think it's just in this happening here. But, you know, in this day and age, and yet there's so much in our DNA that's just locked in there. And so there's forces that drive us to do things that, and I think we are changing that. We are reforming our DNA to be something else because we've gone beyond those days of survival, of needing to compete and do power over. And I think that's one of the reasons you mentioned it, you know, women being afraid of power. We don't want to do the same power over that, and that we're not saying men here, but the patriarchy has done over the millennia, and we're looking for a new way of power. And if you're in correct position with power, there is a correct place of power, but it's having that personal power within yourself of being true to yourself and honoring. It includes honoring others and all that. And it takes practice. You know, we have to practice, and we're going to make mistakes, but I have seen over the years and working with women and being in circles with women, seeing women step into their power, and which means stepping into their voice, expressing their voice. So what advice do you give for women to tap into the power of their voices and how they can get their voices heard?
Well, there's a really fantastic expression that the French have about midlife women, which is when a woman loses her blood, she gains her voice. And that is really true because I think that one of the magnificent gifts of aging, affirmative aging, is that you wake up one day, literally, you just wake up one day and you realize, who said? Who made that rule? Who said I have to do this? Who said I have to do that? And it's that realization that this is your life. And especially as older women who have given decades of support and nurturing to others, whether they are children or partners or a business or a career or an art form or whatever, but giving of nurturing away, that now we have in our lives a kind of, I call these midlife mantras. When I hear 10,000 women saying exactly the same thing, I know that this is a true thing. And one of them is, now it's my turn. And you realize that this is your life, and you count, and what you think counts. And you also get to a point where you don't care what anybody else has to say. You might ask for advice, but you also might not follow it. That ultimately we learn from experience that we can depend on ourselves, that we have been through the fires and have survived. You don't get to be middle-aged or midlife without having gone through some hard stuff. And I think that part of it is confidence. Part of it is just not caring what anybody else thinks anymore, that we've spent too much time in our lives caring what other people think. And that's really powerful, to be able to say what you believe. And I think that it's that ability, which is really very natural at this stage of life, that has been translated in a very horrible way into that kind of metaphoric midlife maniac who's a menopausal crazy lady, because we do get to this point in our life and we just don't care anymore. We say what we see and we mean it, and that's a very good thing.
It is a good thing, and I also think, it's more and more happening than before, and I think it's a way of being visible for younger women to know there are powerful women out there, and that your voices can be heard, and your voice is valued and important. And that's why women need to speak up even more, so that the younger generation grows up knowing that they don't have to wait till they're in midlife to realize they have a voice, and that it's valued and it's honored. And I still, when I do workshops and talk to people, women do not feel honored at the workplace. They don't feel their voices heard, and there's a silent majority. You know, we're more than 50%, and you're saying a third woman in midlife. It's sad. I mean, they almost have to leave the workplace, the corporate workplace, to feel comfortable and to feel heard. And many, many women are leaving and just starting their own businesses because there isn't a place for them to really feel honored for who they are. And so there's a lot of neat things going on. The percentage of women-owned businesses is what's increasing. And they're bringing a new way of being into business, too, bringing in a new model of power. And it's exciting to live during this time. Well, Dawn, it was great to talk to you today.
Great to talk to you, Queen Chris.
Okay, I'll be a queen. Queen for day. So I'll leave everybody with that thought. Find that queenness in you and find your voice and find, you know, what do you feel passionate about? Express it, you know, just be it. And it's about bringing the inside of yourself outward to the rest of the world to be visible. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and I'm thrilled you have joined me for this hour. You can sign up for the monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. Actually, this Sunday is the Community Connection event in Seattle. You can register online, go to our website, and you can even come to the door. It's at Standing Stone Healing and Arts. And look that up on our website and come. And tonight is Friday. Friday night is our Woman Only Dance, which is also at Standing Stone Healing and Arts from 8 to 10. And that is it's going to be led by Simone LaDrema tonight. And so there's going to be drumming and dancing. And, you know, it's just fabulous. I encourage you if you're in the Seattle area, go. So I am the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference, the organization, and also the author of the Amazon best-selling and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. I encourage you to check the book out. Of course, you can always buy it at Amazon. You can buy it on our website, which helps Women of Wisdom, www.womenofwisdom.org. And that book, from what I hear from people, it's been an inspiration. It's changed women's lives, just as our conference does. It's all about touching into the divine feminine and exploring it from many different viewpoints of all the different people who have attended Women of Wisdom, including stories from participants, art and poetry. And so I encourage you to check out the book. You can contact me at Women of Wisdom. The email address is wow@womenofwisdom.org. This is Chris Danis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. And next week, I'll be talking to Penny Pierce. So have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Danis.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai. The healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Josai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.